PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. It is 8 years in prison for a now ex-elementary school custodian in South Jersey who admitted to raunchy, unsanitary acts on cafeteria utensils and food. 27-year-old Giovanni Impellizzieri of Vineland worked for an elementary school in Upper Deerfield Township District. He was arrested in 2023 and in January pleaded guilty to official misconduct and possession of child sexual abuse materials. He must serve 5 years before being eligible for parole. Six young people now face charges, including attempted murder after a recent stabbing in the parking lot of New Milford High School. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the defendants are all between the ages of 17 and 20. The victim remains in serious condition. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin has given his full support to the idea that the 14-year-old accused of gunning down a Newark police officer should face charges as an adult.
Anyone who attacks and kills a police officer should be tried as an adult, period. And I would support a change in the law that would allow that.
Earlier this month, 26-year-old Sergeant Joseph Ezcona was shot and killed. A 14-year-old is charged with murder. Any change in the law would likely not impact that case. And President Trump has spoken with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today. Tensions have continued to rise over Trump's new tariffs. Yesterday, Carney said the old U.S.-Canada relationship is over and Canadians must now rethink their economy. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. A stock sell-off to end the week. Consumer sentiment fell sharply in March as inflation worries surged. The University of Michigan's final readings for the month plunged 12% from February as consumers continue to worry about the economy. Officials say inflation fears drove much of that downturn. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down about 715 points at 41,584. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. How warm will it get? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for tonight. A couple of showers around into the evening. Otherwise, clear and mild late. Lows in the middle 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and feeling like summer. Temperatures approaching the record high of 86 at back in 1945. Look for highs mainly in the lower 80s. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A shower in spots early on in the northwest hills. Lows in the middle 40s. Trending much cooler for Sunday, especially by the shore. Plenty of clouds. Afternoon shower in spots. Temperatures in the upper 50s to middle 60s. Temperatures snap back for Monday. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm, mainly later in the day. Those storms could be gusty with damaging winds and hail. Highs in the lower 70s, and then breezy and cooler again for Tuesday. Mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Morristown, 60 degrees. Ewing, 63. Turnersville, 64. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.